part two, people. The wild crowd.
Late crowd.
Here for Mark from Berkeley, Jay from Plymouth, Drew from Ferndale. Joey was here earlier helping prep the show, all the way from St. Clair Shores. I'm Drew from Ferndale. I think I already said that, but this is the Drew and Mike podcast. Yeah. What's happening? I was between the podcasts. I was getting into the Cookie Johnson book.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such an asshole. Magic is just the biggest dick.
Do you think Magic read this book?
No.
Do you think Magic is going to read this book?
No,
I wouldn't. Really? You don't think every 10 minutes in the Johnson household, it's going to be, Cookie!
Come on, Cookie, get it out of here!
Get the book out of here!
Get the book out of here!
That's what the neighbors hear every 5 minutes. They hear the door open. Oh, get it out of here! And another book just goes sailing into the street. They just have crates and crates of books. Get it out of here.
I cannot figure out why she wrote this book. Did she just want to get all this shit off her chest?
Sure. I mean, they don't need money.
I mean, she basically worships this guy. She put up with so much shit to be with him. It's just phenomenal.
I mean, usually people write a book because they need money.
True. Nobody, you know, what's really, I guess, hard for her in this thing is that he met her when he was so young, you know, 16, 17 years old, and he was about to become a number one draft pick, NBA star, most valuable player. And to think that they weren't married until he'd been in the NBA for, well, let's see, how many years? 10 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. But he was famous when they met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was hugely famous at MSU. So there was so much pussy to be had, and he couldn't go without it. And first of all, she wouldn't cough it up. Big mistake on her part.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
She could have saved probably, I don't know, maybe 5,000 strange pussies if she'd given it up.
Well, you don't know that, though. What if she was really bad? I mean, Magic pretty much found the one who would put up with all his shit, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's no question he likes her. I mean, he's fond of her.
Yeah. But she also will put up with all this stuff.
Yeah.
All the crap he wants to give her.
And he talks her down from the most incredible things.
Well, that's why he kept her. He says, bro, just she can do whatever I want. Get it out of here.
Get it out of here. There's one time she describes when she wouldn't give it up.
Yeah.
And Magic's just so frustrated. I mean, he just needs to blow up so bad.
Let me guess. He called another girl.
Well, no, not
really.
Not right away.
Oh.
He first, well, it was like a Saturday night or something. They're, you know, they have a big old Saturday night, you know, go out and do something. But somehow they end up rolling around in her dorm room, and she reveals that she's not giving it up. And he's been trying.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just so frustrated. He just leaves. Just like, I gotta go. And
where?
He ends up going out, and they had a game the next day, which was a big game or something, and I think they won the game, and then after the game, of course, he's calling Cookie. Hey, Cookie, how you doing?
You ready to give it up or what?
He's like, well, what happened to you? He's like, I was just wanting to get ready for the game.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't mad at you. I couldn't be mad at you, but I had to get ready for the game. Of course, he went out and partied up a storm.
Mm-hmm. By blowing a load, that's how he got. That's his typical pregame ritual.
Yeah. Exploding.
Yeah.
Exploding into some strange person.
First, I stretch. I stretch really well. Take 15 jump shots from the corner. A couple layups. Bust a nut. Then go back to some three-point shooting.
And this is one of my favorite parts of the book. It's hard to say what my favorite part is, but this is one of them. They're at Magic's parents' house, I believe, and his sisters are there, and I think even a few Cookie's family members are there, and Magic, I think he went out to run an errand or something, and all of a sudden Magic returns to the house. He walks in the door, and he's with this little boy, mm-hmm. about 3 years old, and it was kind of like, oh. It was acting a little weird, and Cookie's like, who's that? Cookie, this is my son Andre.
Oh.
3 years old.
Oh, and she had no idea?
No.
That's quite the secret to carry for 3 years.
Yes.
Magic.
I think they were engaged at the time.
his name really does fit him. It really is magical.
Yeah, it is magic. No, you're
is
right.
Is Cookie her real name?
I don't think so.
What's her real name?
No, Kelly is her real name.
Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly Erling? Wait.
Whatever. I don't care. I just wondered if Cookie was her real name.
No. That'd be cool, though.
Would it be that bizarre? I mean, if it was? Why not?
I don't think there are a lot of birth certificates that say, Cookie!
I could be. I wouldn't be surprised.
Come on, Cookie.
I mean, after all, his kid says...
How dare you bear me a gay kid, Cookie?
I was going to say, his birth certificate just says EJ3.
Can you imagine, though, just showing up with a three-year-old?
No.
Just showing... Not even telling her something kind of crazy. I had a kid a few years ago, and I'm going to go get him and bring him over so you can meet him.
Oh, all right, cool.
Sweet.
Would think she would probably think it was some kind of prank. The amazing thing is that she stayed with him again.
Oh, yeah. No, Cookie will put up with anything.
Yeah, which is, I think, one of the traits in her that he likes.
If she had been married to O.J. Simpson when he killed Ron Goldman and his ex-wife, Nicole, she would have stayed with him.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, so, of course, the question is, well, where'd this kid come from? What's up? I mean, the kid's three. And Magic says, well, it was a one-time thing. My sister's best friend.
Yeah, right.
And she got pregnant. And,
wait. So now her sister's keeping it from Cookie, too?
Her
sister-in-law?
Yep.
So Magic knew about this from the get-go.
Of course. It was his sister's best friend.
I mean, I didn't know. Well, yeah, but I just found that out.
It was just a one-time thing.
I didn't know if, like, maybe they told him when the kid was two, like, by the way, Magic, this is your kid.
I didn't even like it. I mean, it didn't even feel that good. I didn't know why. I didn't remember blowing up. But I guess I blowed up. Something happened. Something came out.
And that's how babies are made, kids.
Yeah, that's the main thing I learned was that's how you have a baby.
So here he is now.
Yeah.
He's 18
years old. Come here, Andre. Andre, say hi to Cookie. So, yeah, that's how she met Andre.
And she's still stuck with him.
Oh, they're a happy family.
Yeah.
Andre's a part of the family. And, you know, Andre was part of Magic, and she loves Magic, so she's going to love Andre.
Just to half as much as she loves Magic.
And the other thing that's really strange about this, because Magic's such a giving guy, he's such a nice person, is that apparently, when she met Andre, there had been a discussion prior to that with Magic's, I think his mother and his father, who had said, you know, Magic, you've had this child, and you really have not paid much attention to this kid. He's 3 years old, and you really don't even know him. So I guess Magic just basically, she had the kid, and he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I hope you're feeling okay.
Of course.
What's his name?
He's got his own thing going on.
Andre, huh? That's a nice name. Well, tell him I said hey.
I'll send a check. I'll have my business manager send a check.
Yeah, I don't even know if he was sending checks because, he must have been by then.
Yeah.
Wait, no, Andre, I think Andre was born when Magic was like 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then he wasn't sending any checks.
I believe it was, I don't think he was.
I mean, not right away.
I don't believe there was much support until later.
Yeah.
Because I don't, something tells me.
So Andre's like, what, 32 now or 33? Oh, more than that. Andre would be 40.
Yeah, Andre would be 38, I think.
38? Andre's not 38, is he?
Well, Magic, they won the championship in 79, and that was when the kid was like three. Actually, before they won the championship,
I
believe.
He's 38-ish, right? 39?
He's more like 41, actually. Wait, no, 40. Maybe my 40, age. I think he's 40.
Yeah. I've never seen a 40-year-old hanging out with Magic lately.
I know.
Right?
Say hi to Cookie, Andre.
Wow. Well, she didn't
Cookie
care.
Cookie, say hi to Andre.
She stuck with him. She could have gotten away then.
She didn't even consider it. She was just like, well, I got to get to know this kid. He's Magic's kid.
Did they raise him?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then who cares?
I think as their kids, EJ, when he started getting older and Magic was out of the league, I think the kids started spending more time in Los Angeles, but I believe this best friend of his sister lived in East Lansing, so he would see the kid when he came home. But anyway, yeah, I was a little surprised. And there was another little surprise when they were engaged for the third time, because Magic blew off two weddings.
Yeah, both of which, for the party.
Well, no, that wasn't. That's the wedding went on after the party.
Okay.
So that was the third time they were engaged.
Okay.
And she actually sucked it up through that. But the first two, he basically just said, I can't get married. Cookie, I can't get married. This is crazy. The invites are sent out. You bought the dress. Everything is done. And I can't get married. Isn't that crazy?
It's out of his control. He can't handle it.
Can't do it. So she has to tell her friends. She's got to. Oh, and she
is he just, the kind of guy that would just throw money at it to have it go away? Like, you know, I'll buy you a new. Like, do the old Kobe Bryant thing, buy her a diamond ring or something. Did he feel bad about it and try to buy her off with money?
I believe the second time. Wait, let's see. I think the. Oh, God. Is it the first time or the second time? I think maybe it's the second time. When he was getting ready to try and win her back.
Yeah.
He gave her a Porsche.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he does stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's throwing money around like everybody else.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, what's a Porsche?
She liked it. It worked.
I like Cookie.
She kept the Porsche.
I wanted to have a car.
She didn't turn it down.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
God, there's another mitigating factor there. What was I going to mention? When they split... I can't get married.
Yeah.
Cookie, I can't get married. This is crazy. All this work's been done, and I can't get married. But oh, Cookie. God, something to do with not getting married. What the hell was it? Anyway, I'll come back to it. But the party. You referenced the party.
Yeah, the one that led to a break. One of the breakups, I thought, where he hung up the phone.
Yeah, we had the Cliff Notes version of it.
The party's the most important thing in his life. More than Andre. Certainly more than Andre.
Oh, my God, yes. But Magic's just finished the season. They lost the Bulls in 5 games. Jordan's first championship.
Yeah.
And Magic usually went to the Caribbean to sort of recover for a couple weeks and just relax, you know, understandable. And she was cool with that.
By himself?
Usually, yeah. But he was going to take her. She was going to go with him because she'd start traveling with the Laker wives. Which was a big step.
That's really interesting. After a long season of playing basketball and traveling and not seeing your family, the one thing you need is time away from your family.
Absolutely.
Come on. That's a little weird.
I can't take Andre. I'm relaxing.
That's a little weird. You can't come with me, Cookie.
Some of the most beautiful women in the world down there. I'll take my fiance.
I ain't going doing things with my family. I ain't hanging out with my family. I got to relax.
How boring is that? Down there to have a good time.
Relax.
So anyway, but he's going to take her to the Caribbean because they're doing stuff together now. He had her on the road traveling, which she was just shocked. You know, that was like, wow, what a bonding thing. He's actually letting me travel with him.
Yeah.
And going to all those cities where he had all those girlfriends. And, you know, that was a big sacrifice on his part. I mean, she actually acts as if, you know, oh, my God, he gave up so much. So anyway, yeah, he needed this trip to the Caribbean. She knew that. She said he needed it. What he didn't need, though, was the annual pool party he'd planned to throw the weekend before leaving for his trip.
The invitations have already gone out, just like the wedding.
A notorious soiree that I didn't know he hosted at his home until I started getting calls from Laker wives.
Narcs.
They apparently felt some kind of way about them. They figured since I was now officially incorporated into the Laker world, I should know what the sordid details of what exactly was happening at my man's party. And also have the power to stop it.
As if.
Their insistence that I do something about it was consistent and relentless. You tell them the party is off, hence now and forevermore, one said. Another gave me the wretched details of what she learned went down. There's the bikini contest, strippers,
okay,
and a whole lot of groupies quarreling all over our men.
Okay.
Yeah, the third wife made a point. If the wives can't go to the party, you know they're doing all kinds of things they shouldn't be doing. You need to end that party, Cookie. Stat!
Hey, bring out the whore!
Yeah, if one person can't stop that party, it's Cookie Johnson.
Hell no. We got the most beautiful strippers in the world, Cookie. How can I stop that party?
No, he didn't really say that, did he?
No.
Oh. But see, probably it's not that far from reality, though. I think reality, he said though. It,
but it's not included in the book.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of believable.
Come on. Can you imagine all those big titties flop around my pool? And I'm going to stop that? Cookie, come on. You got to be kidding me.
Don't you know the guys rely on this titty and ass?
Yeah.
This is how we bond as a
team. The season's over. You got to spread out, relax.
What, you want to be the reason we don't win a championship, Cookie?
You got titties flopping in your face.
Can you imagine, too, they get off to a bad start, and Magic's giving him, he's like, well, we had this big party planned. You wouldn't believe the tits and ass on these dancers. And, you know, Cookie put a stop to it, and we bitched and having a real big time, big problem getting back together as a team because she maybe canceled that party.
Yeah. Get out of here, Cookie.
It's going to end up in columns all over Los Angeles. Cookie Johnson would be the reason they didn't win the championship.
I wasted not one second getting Irvin on the phone to relay what I had heard. And he was even quicker on the draw with some NFL tackle-worthy pushback of his own. It's just a pool party, he said, sounding annoyed.
Get it out of here.
A tad groggy after waking up from a nap to answer my call. What are you talking about? Well, if it's just a party, then I'm coming, I said confidently, throwing down the gauntlet. You can't come. What do you mean I can't come, Irvin? Why can't I come to my fiancé's party? I always have these parties. Every guy's cooking.
Because you ain't invited. Click.
You know what that says to me, Irvin, I asked, leaning into the phone, my face turning red with a combination of frustration and anger. If the wives can't come, then you must be doing something that none of us would like. I mean, if you're not doing anything wrong, why can't I come? Hmm. It's just a bunch of guys hanging out. And the girls in the bikinis. No, she said that. It's the most beautiful strippers in the world, Cookie. How can I stop the most beautiful strippers in the world from my team? Come on now. Be real. And the girls in the bikinis. Don't forget about the girls in the bikinis. You can't have the contest without them. They're not guys.
Well, if you want, I'll just send you the entry form and you can enter the bikini contest, Cookie.
I don't have the body of those girls. I'm not going to embarrass myself. Exactly. We argued back and forth, me accusing, him defending, neither one of us budging one inch, but getting increasingly angry with each other. Finally, I did it. I pulled the marriage cord. Irvin, you can't do this. We're engaged, I said. We're going to get married. You can't have these parties in a space that we built together. It's not right. It's my house, too. I'm having a party, Cookie. We don't have to get married. Ooh. The next thing I heard was the dial tone.
Ooh. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Can you believe he hung up on her? We're having a party. See ya.
Well, the party's got to start. I mean, there's a hard start time on the party.
Hey, the invites have been sent.
Yep.
The strippers have been ordered.
I don't know what you would expect.
The alcohol, the crazy punch was made.
Cookie, I got to organize all these titties.
I got caterers coming.
Let's see, do I organize
I got to count
them?
The titties, divided by two to figure out how many girls are going to be there.
Kareem wants them organized by chest size. I think it's more cup size, and we put them in that order first.
Come on, Cookie. I stared at the phone, gently placed it back in the cradle, and let the hot tears run down my cheeks, across my face, and settle on my neck and shirt. Out of the corner of my eye, I caught a tiny glimpse of my wedding dress hanging in my bedroom closet. A sight that made me burst into full-on tears. Poor Cookie.
Yeah, no, she's really had a tough life since then.
I was lost.
I mean, after all, she left Magic, and he never paid. Oh, wait, that's right, she's still with him.
After all, just a few weeks before, I made the conscious decision to forget all the other times he'd called it quits on a whim, and to throw away everything I held dear, including my job, my autonomy, to be with this man, all so that I could choose us. And it meant nothing. I was nothing.
I'm sorry. Cookie, you still talking? I thought I hung the phone up, and I just heard this cackling coming out of the receiver. Let me fix that phone. Click.
I had no job, no means of paying my rent. I owned nothing but what he bought. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even bring myself to tell anyone besides my girlfriend, Adrienne. Maybe I could move to Alaska, I told her.
All right, see ya.
It's over cold there.
I promise.
I don't think you like it.
Get it out of here. I still be able to hear Cookie. I cackling over all those states that I can't name.
I called Irvin back several times that day and every day after that in tears, asking the same question. You still having the party?
Yep, click.
Dumb question, Cookie. What, are you crazy? Of course I'm having a party.
I told you to...
I'm still having my party, yes.
The invite's already went out. I already told you, Cookie.
The strip has been invited.
And that's the way it crumbles, Cookie.
Click. I took the titties total, divided in two to figure out how many strippers coming. Come on now. I had to do a math equation to figure this thing out. So, let's see, where were we? Oh, I even talked to him on the phone. The morning the whole affair was going down, inquired one more time, Irvin, are you having a party?
Yes, Cookie!
Would you stop? Come on, Cookie. I'm just having a party. I don't understand why you're making such a big deal out of this. But I began. Would you just shut up? I'm getting off this phone. I got all this work to do. All this titties coming over. My teammates is coming over. It's a reflection on me.
By the next day, when the phone rings, he just picks it up and goes, Cookie, I told you titties on the way. Click. Doesn't even let her say anything.
This titties on the way over here. You guys gonna reflect on me if I got all these titties, all these teammates coming over, and this party ain't put together? Damn you, Cookie. Get off my phone.
Hello? Is this Cookie? Cookie, there's titties here. Click.
I'm getting off this phone. Dial tone. He did hang up.
I know. I don't even know what's real anymore. It all seems appropriate for magic.
That's it, I said to myself. I'm done. I rushed over to my kitchen counter, snatched the morning paper off it, and then plopped down at my dining room table and thumbed through the want ads. Oh, right.
To get a job?
What, so she can work at home?
She wasn't going to divorce him?
She can work at home and make $50 an hour?
Apparently.
Like they say in the comments section of the paper?
I don't believe that story at all, that part of it.
I was on a mission. There would be no more sitting around crying over Irvin Magic Johnson.
Unless she was looking through the want ads to realize how lucky she is to stay with Magic and never have to work.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. She looked at the want ads and was like, $8 an hour?
Well, I better stay with him.
Makes $8 a second. My God, how am I going to keep this Porsche? How am I going to pay the insurance on this Porsche he gave me? This job won't even pay for the insurance. So, anyway, yeah. All this crying over Irvin Johnson's Johnson. Damn it.
She didn't say that, did she?
No.
Oh.
3 days would pass before Irvin called again, this time from his hotel room in the Bahamas. Are you still crying? No. I said it with attitude, like a woman who didn't care anymore. I could tell my simple statement through him. Well, I don't know. I've had a few days to get some rest and think about us. And I wanted to call you. Dude, I still think we can get married. I hadn't seen that one coming. What? I asked, confused. What do you mean? Cookie, this is the best thing for me. To just come down here by myself to really think about things. Had all that titty in my face that whole big day. I was,
maybe a little poop action.
Got completely distracted out of my mind. I do all that math. Had to count all those titties, divide them by two to figure out how much of everything I needed. Really had time to think. I thought about a lot. I had the best time with you during the playoffs and the finals. It was the first time I knew you could fit in my world. My gut was telling me to call him an idiot for doubting me.
Oh, yeah, all right. That'll sink in.
Or for doubting us. My heart was not as strong. It simply wanted to tap out. I'm done, I told Irvin quietly. Notice how quiet it was when I said, I'm done.
I saw, Cookie. You say something? I was thinking about that crazy party I had. All these titties everywhere. Did you say something, Cookie?
I said it really quietly. I'm done. I'm not planning another wedding. I can't do this anymore. I'm not picking another dress. I'm not having more invitations made so they can sit by the door and you can call it quits again. I'm a basket case and you don't even understand. What do I need to do? I want us to be together. How do I fix this? You want to be together? At that moment, I decided I need to put my foot down and issue the ultimatum. You know, it's going to be some badass ultimatum.
It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be something that no man could possibly withstand. She is so tough.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, how about this? You get on a plane right now and you come back to Los Angeles. We'll go to Vegas the next day and we'll handle that. If you don't want to go to Vegas, then the courthouse, it is. I don't have a problem with that either. But if you're not going to say you want to get married right now, no go. No, you deserve a wedding after all this. I'm going to give you a wedding. We ain't doing that.
That's his way of buying time. I ain't going to courthouse now. Let's have a big old wedding. It's not like I'm going to cancel it after the invites get sent out. I mean, I didn't cancel my party after the invites got sent out. Magic, you canceled their last engagement after the invites got sent out. What?
He's insisting on the one thing he so didn't want for so long because it actually, yeah, it buys him time here. It's got to be planned. It takes months to plan this thing. I want everything at this wedding. I want everything. I want every big man. I want put in the blowfish.
If it's not perfect, we're not having it.
I want Paul McCartney and the Beatles to reunite. I want the Rolling Stones. Magic, what's going on with the wedding? What's taking so long? I'm talking to the Beatles every day. I'm this close to getting the Beatles back together for our wedding. The biggest event in the history of entertainment is going to be at our wedding, Cookie.
You know, it'd be really nice at a wedding, Cookie, maybe like a lunar eclipse. So let's wait for the next lunar eclipse on a Saturday night. It'll be years away.
I think you're buying time, Magic. What, are you crazy? I'm working my ass up putting the Beatles back together. When I'm not even alive. God, I'm working.
Get it out of here.
You stand by in time. What are you, crazy?
Dumb.
So again, I can't do that to you. Don't worry. I promise we're going to get married. Let me handle it. You still got your dress, right? Yes, I have my dress. All right. Only thing we don't have is a cake. I'm going to get my sister's call the cake later right now. I showed up at the church 2 hours before the ceremony because Irvin warned me if I was late, he would not get married.
Another he's laying on
another out for him.
Laying the law down. Magic.
Oh, I looked beautiful, if I do say so myself, but was a total wreck. An hour before the ceremony, Magic, who spent the morning with his parents, was nowhere to be found. I was on the border of a total meltdown when his mother walked into the tiny dressing area where my hairstylist was fussing over my curls. Irvin was supposed to ride to the church with his mother, but she arrived alone, which alarmed me.
Uh-oh.
Why didn't you bring Irvin with you? Calm down, honey. He's coming. I just talked to him. He'll be here. Finally, someone poked through the door and said, Irvin's in the building. I was grateful for the heads up. I had to know he was physically present, and what's more, not looking to deliver me a, we need to talk, Cookie. Speech about how he wouldn't and couldn't get married that day.
How many strippers do you think they told him were there to get him there? Imagine it sounds weird. You got to go to this church. There's tons of strippers there.
How many tits I got to divide by two this time? How many? This sounds like fun.
33. Figure out.
Oh, man. That don't work. What's going on? It's a trick question. Somebody's lying. Oh, my. So this is where she
finally trapped him.
Yeah, she intertwines her arm with her father's and stood in the vestibule waiting for Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway's duet, The Closer I Get to You. For giving you all my love.
Wow, they could have saved money and just hired you.
Absolutely, I would have sung for her. When the music began to play and the double doors to that church swung open, my father turned to me and asked, okay, Cookie, you ready to go? You ready for the big bucks?
The writer father probably said, holy shit, he's actually here.
How's he going to get out of this one? I want to see this.
He starts eating popcorn.
Get my camera. I got to see how he gets out of this one. I want to watch it again.
Sits back, starts and eating again. Popcorn just to see how Magic's going to get out of the wedding for the fourth time.
This guy's amazing. It was a rhetorical question, but the truth was, at that very moment, I wasn't ready. My legs froze. Finally dawned on me that this marriage was really going to happen. Oh, my God!
There's the ultimate irony. She never thought it would actually happen. Now she's the one that
she
stuck.
She said she's scared. It wasn't until I laid eyes on Irvin, the man I'd loved for more than a decade. Standing there wide-eyed and grinning, his heart open and ready to receive the love that I'd saved just for him, that I knew everything was going to be all right. I took one step. Oh, then this is when she sees the bridesmaid burst into tears because she just can't believe. Oh, my God, you've been through so much. Oh,
God.
He's finally doing it. I can't believe it. Anyway, they get married. There's another story I thought of, though, about when they.
Was Andre there?
I think Andre was there. She doesn't mention right. Andre. Surprisingly. There was one other thing I thought of when they were split up and Magic would call once in a blue moon, you know, just to find out if she was alive. And and she says, I'm with company. He says, what do you mean with company? Who's there? It's like, doesn't matter. Oh, I'm with company.
He probably does care.
I mean, a relationship. And Magic is like completely ragged on it. Who is it? Who's there? You get rid of him.
How many assists per game does this guy have?
You kick that guy's ass out of there. How many titties can that guy get to his postseason party? And divided by two. He don't have the best strippers in the world at his party every year.
Who was it?
She didn't say who it was. She never said his name anyway.
It was probably nobody.
Nobody was there?
Yeah, she made it up. Just to make Magic jealous.
It didn't work. He doesn't care.
So unfair to him.
He doesn't care. She stays with him no matter what.
Yeah, boy, the Tigers are...
Oh, yeah, big shock.
Rally going on.
Are you shocked? Are you surprised?
Who's pitching now? Is that Fulmer? Yeah, no, it's not Fulmer. Of course it isn't.
He came back in after the rain, I thought.
I'm surprised as hell they did that.
Yeah, well...
I mean, that is not... That's... If anything is dangerous for an arm, it's...
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah, there's Fulmer. They just pulled him. So it was... Blaine Hardy that gave up that hit.
Blaine Hardy? He ain't shit.
Game tying hit.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, yeah, Magic. You get him out of there. Get him out of there.
Oh, get it out of here.
I said so. It's just incredible that Magic is the puppet master.
I know. Well, that's what happens when you're really good at basketball.
Yeah, when you can throw that ball into that hole, amazing doors open for you.
Now they did the one interview with Robin Roberts, right? But did Robin Roberts ever ask, "Hey, why are you writing a book?"
No, I don't think so.
I'm yet to find the answer to that. That's what I'm most mystified by. I'm more mystified by that than the fact that she stayed with Magic all these years.
This book is the worst thing I've ever heard about him.
I know.
It's just like he is the most selfish guy ever, and. You know, he not only has this incredible reputation for being a great guy, and he seems like a good guy, a guy's guy for sure, but, you know, a good guy. He does a lot of nice things in the community.
A lot of community work, yeah.
Totally. No, he's a great guy in that regard.
The only person he treats like shit is Cookie.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's still with him, so how bad, I guess, could it be, right?
Yeah. He, generally speaking, he always does the right thing. Yeah, there's more in here. We can come back to it. It's called, the book is called Believing Magic.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
You did not believe magic, did you? Really?
Do you believe in magic?
Oh, of course.
That's where it comes from.
Okay, so moving on. You know, I wanted to mention the shooting up. There's been a bunch of shoot-ups here, including South Carolina today. Somebody shot two kids.
Oh, yeah, at a school, right?
Townville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, this story. Man lured 18-year-old to a remote cabin where he locked the woman in a shed, forced her to eat rat feces, and sexually assaulted her for weeks.
Forced her to eat rat feces?
That's all there was.
Serve it up? Make her swallow it? Or is that just all the only food she could eat? Well, that's a weird story.
Yeah, I don't know if your concept has much to do with what happened. I'm not sure.
What are you going to say about South Carolina?
Just that the two kids were shot there.
Oh, okay.
But, unfortunately, rat feces? How many rats were there? I mean, it doesn't seem like there'd be much volume to that meal.
Maybe he was collecting them. Maybe they taste delicious. Who knows?
Gross. Well, I saw rat feces in my house. That's why I really disgusted.
You did?
Yes, I saw rat
this
feces.
House?
I told you. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Shit.
That's disgusting.
You know, I was so... I mean, I almost wanted to move that minute.
I'm just surprised you
didn't. Leave the house, driveway, never come back.
I'm really surprised you didn't.
If Rob had not been here to take care of it,
yeah.
There's no way.
What
no
did he do?
Way.
Lay some traps down?
Lay traps.
Well, did he ever find said rat?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did. How big?
Fucking big.
Yeah, rats are pretty
disgusting. Oh, my God. Was that repulsive?
I told you about that rat that was, like, dying in my yard. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, so
Is your current house a skank?
Yeah, it was in my yard. It was, like, a foot into my yard, so my house is not taking any responsibility for it.
Okay.
So I had to scoop it up and put it in a plastic bag. Mind you, it's still kind of alive. I guess I could have batted it and killed it, but I was
Why do you suppose it died? What happened? Was it old age?
Let's just
As if you could have diagnosed what was wrong with
it. Well, no, I'll tell you, because I don't know if you remember me saying that my one neighbor who was a door down put all that dirt and mulch in his backyard and just left it so that you could actually see the holes that the rats burrowed in and made a house out of. So because of that and because another neighbor never picked up any dog shit, the rats, you know, that's like a feast for them. So they're eating all the dog shit and they're hiding in that land. So this was in towards the end of winter and spring. So when the snow would fall, I noticed rat trails. You know, they're just like long lines.
I know.
Tails go behind them.
We started following them everywhere, Mark.
Well, I did. I would go out and see that they would walk around the perimeter where the fence was. They were going from one yard to the other.
And they're
they're
looking for a way in, too. They're looking for that little tiny space they can burrow into the foundation.
Thankfully, there was never the tracks never got near the house. It was always on the perimeter layer. So I laid down a bunch. So much rat poison, as much as I could buy, just everywhere. And then about a week later, you know, that's when it melted. The rat's sitting there, like, just kind of dying. So the point is, I scooped them up and put them in a plastic bag to suffocate it. And instead of putting it in my trash, I walked it a block down to Coolidge Road where there's public trash cans and threw it in the public trash can.
Because
I so just didn't even want that carcass in my garage.
I totally agree.
I'm throwing this away. I pay taxes for that public trash can. I'm throwing it away in there.
Well,
it was
Rob,
so gross. And I carry it, by the way. I never touched the bag with my hand. I carried it with the shovel.
Shovel.
As if touching the bag was going to give me any kind of disease. Yeah, tongs. Basically a one-armed tong.
Rob's trap.
Yeah.
The sticky stuff, they can't get out, they can't move.
Yeah, it doesn't kill them either.
No. It netted 3 rats.
Are you serious?
3 of those fuckers.
Where was the trap put? Was it down here?
It was actually, no, it was in the, sort of like inside the wall, inside the walls.
What
there
the
was
fuck?
I know. And they had.
How do you sleep in here?
Well, got the 3 rats.
Well, yeah, where's the 4th?
No.
They travel in 4s. You didn't know that?
No, we kept...
That's why they call them a quad pack.
We kept
a group of rats is called a quad pack.
Get it out of here. Anybody knows that rats travel in triple threat trios. Just like humans.
So you felt comfortable, though, after you caught 3 to just sleep here.
I'll tell you why I felt kind of comfortable, because...
Because they like to cuddle. They like to be warm.
When they, I told you, they were in my fucking bed. One of them was in my bed.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
I remember that.
I wasn't staying here for a couple of days. I was at Tessa's house.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to ever come back, Drew.
It wasn't easy.
It's disgusting.
It was not easy. Yeah, I told you this house has been a nightmare.
There was a rat in this house. I didn't know that there were 3 and that they were having a slumber party. Ugh. Probably sitting in your bed watching TV.
The alert.
Swimming in your toilet for 3 days.
The alert for the rats came from Layla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Layla became obsessed with the walls. Mm-hmm. Suddenly it's like, why is Layla standing at that one place all the time? I mean, like 18 hours a day, she's by that wall and she barks like maybe every couple hours she starts barking at the wall.
Yeah, good job, Layla.
Yeah, no, Layla is badass.
That's why dogs and cats rule.
And Mags was in play, too. And it,
yeah, he was just waiting to eat it.
He was barking from his bed.
He was saying, "Layla, you get that rat, but save some for me."
Mags is getting a bit sedentary, as we know.
A bit.
Mags will sometimes, when Layla's at the door and somebody's coming to the door, Layla's barking away, like, you know, at your feet. She'll be barking, and Mags barks from the bathroom. He's lying on the floor in the bathroom, barking from the bathroom. He doesn't even know what he's barking at.
No, I noticed he, you know, he's kind of a pile jumper. He jumps on the pile at the end.
Yeah.
Mags.
So.
He gets really bummed when I use the bathroom.
Who would have won between the rat and Layla?
Oh, I can't believe Layla. Because
you said the rat was big, so I didn't know, like, you know,
although, how quick is Layla? Is she fast?
She's very fast. Oh, okay. Extremely fast. But she does get, like, she, this is really funny, she always barks at dogs, no matter what the size. She's, like, all in their face, and she's way more aggressive. It's like, what are you doing? That dog's eight times as big as you. And one time she ran, I had her on a leash, is in Chicago, and she like, the leash will extend on its own, you know, to a certain length.
Yep, yep.
So she's running, you know, and she gets right next to this big dog, and she's barking away at him. And all of a sudden she reached the end of her rope, and her collar slipped off. All of a sudden it's like, I'm on my own. And she started like, like she started like almost crying, like, oh my God, I'm on my own. Really? This dog can do anything to me. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, she could run anywhere on her own. Yeah. It wasn't like she was restricted to. I think she felt like she was disconnected from me, maybe. I don't know what it was.
Her safety net. You were her safety net.
Apparently. It was really weird. So it suddenly dawned on her that this dog could kick her ass.
That's funny. I think about cats and how I have, you know, I have my cat. I'm sitting there watching TV. We had the door open, cause she, you know, so she can just hang out and check out outside. The screen door is there. And I'm sitting there and I just hear this. I'm like, what is that? And I go over there and Ashley's growling. You know, cats will growl. And then starts going and hissing. So I'm like, oh,
of course.
There's something outside. So she kept doing it. And this is what drives me nuts about cats. When they start hissing or growling, they just will hiss or growl at anything. So I walk over, then she turns to me. It's like them against the world. They're so independent. Like, they don't want anybody messing with them. So, of course, I turn on the light. And it's another cat from the neighborhood on our deck. Needless to say, that cat never came back because Ash yelled at it so hard.
Whoa!
And hissed at it. But then she hissed at me the rest of the night. It's like, I don't know that cat. I'm on your side. I'm in the house. Don't yell at me. Don't hiss at me. And it's so adorable knowing that she never would do anything to me.
Aw.
She got it. Snap.
Pets are so cool. I saw this thing today. Now, this should not be a pet by any means, but did you see, guys, this story? It was a clip of a deer that was trying to get through a fence, and it got stuck.
Dummy. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Did you see it, Jay?
No.
This deer got, it's sort of shape-shifted, you know, like rats do, and got halfway through the fence and then couldn't get its rear through the fence.
So idiot.
It was just going nuts. It was like, oh, come on, I got to get out of here, damn it. Anyway, they had, of course, bring in the pros to cut the bar, the metal bar, and get this thing free.
I mean, he was mad the whole time.
He was really excited. It was terribly excited. It was scared to death. And then it was really, I mean, you had to feel for the animals. Really sad. I mean, it was obviously scared that something was going to come get it. It couldn't protect itself, couldn't get away. But when as soon as the bar was cut, this thing got itself free, and it was like, could not get away fast enough.
And then a hunter took it down.
No.
Oh.
Didn't even thank the rescuers or anything.
Oh, what a jerk. Took off. What a selfish deer.
He was kind of a dick about it.
What a jerk of
Jackass
a deer.
Deer.
Is this it here, Drew?
The deer was stuck in this fence. Yeah, that's it. Bars right here.
Oh, it's KDKA.
A very small
it's gotta
opening.
Be west.
Multiple departments from the city of Pittsburgh responded, and they were able to free that deer within an hour and a half. It was
why does
no
Pittsburgh
easy
have
task,
a K station?
I think KDK
free.
Is the first, isn't it the first radio station? Yep. So I don't know, maybe they grandfathered in.
Okay.
Jim Jenko, an animal control officer for over 20 years, knew what the alternative was if they couldn't free the doe and wanted to avoid that at all costs.
Isn't that terrible?
As she squirmed and attempted to break loose Tuesday morning, her stomach tightly wedged in between the bars, animal care and control, public
what an
works,
eating machine
and
that
police
deer is. Miss eating
on a
machine.
Plan.
We just had to be careful that one of us didn't get kicked with a hoof or something.
Just wanted to make sure this old jagoff didn't kick us with their hoof.
Yeah, forget about that.
In an effort to keep her calm.
Forget about
it. She immediately settled down.
Let it go.
Public Works first tried cable cutters, but couldn't break through the thick steel bars.
Cable cutters
and
for those bars?
Another officer
what?
Came to the rescue with something similar to the jaws of life.
It's a SWAT jack, I guess they had in the back of their vehicle to use
it
for SWAT situations.
Isn't that
Pittsburgh
accent?
They had one, and we were
this guy's
to,
so hard.
Know, get the deer out.
Once the bars were pried open, everyone carefully lifted the doe, adjusting her legs, which were stuck in opposite directions, and she wasted no time running off.
See ya!
Pulled the deer through, and then we kind of had to let go right away, and everybody had to get out of the way so the deer could, you know, run away.
It definitely was a team effort by multiple departments within the city.
It was a team effort.
Where are you? I didn't see you out there.
In Fine View, on the north side, Heather Abraham, KDKA TV News.
She's a spokesperson.
Wow.
Spokesperson.
Oh, she was really?
Didn't do a damn thing.
That's funny.
Apparently. Okay. Oh! Get it out of here! All right. There's news today about someone we talked about yesterday by the name of Christina Hendrickson.
Oh, really?
There are alleged nudes of the mad...
What?
The mad men woman with
really?
The giant breasts.
Meh.
I know. You, Mark, she's a redhead.
I don't find her that attractive.
Mark thinks anyone with red hair is
I'll look
Ill.
At the nudes, though. How veiny are they?
They're not that veiny.
Oh, please.
No, they're not.
Someone that translucent?
We only had a... We didn't get to see much because it's apparently a little tricky to get them. But I contacted Mr. Skin.
What is so tricky? How's it? Oh, yeah?
Well, they're out there, you know, apparently, but... Joey was working. He was working on it, man. And he got a few pictures, but there supposedly are more that are even perhaps more revealing.
What are they from?
I don't know what they're from. They look like something she sent somebody.
Is it a movie? So, oh, okay.
No, looks like something she sent someone, which is even hotter
because
we're not supposed to see him. And anyway, when I contacted Skin, he agreed to come on tomorrow to tell us about Christina and hopefully direct us.
Oh, cool.
To Christina Hendrickson. And anybody who knows what I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. I think she's smoking hot. I think she's really pretty, too.
Smoking hot? Really?
Almost smoking. Maybe not smoking hot. I think she's really pretty.
I think you're blinded by giant tubes, to tell you the truth.
No, I think she's... I like her face. I do.
Ugh.
I saw it for the first time this morning.
Yeah, could you see through it too? Because her skin's so pale.
Yeah.
Let me see. So do I get to see the picture or no?
Do you know where to get them, Jay?
No,
I thought you said Joey got some.
He did, but I guess he didn't print them.
Oh,
crazy!
What Joey's hoarding?
Selfish.
He's holding out.
Oh, okay.
Well, you didn't care about him.
I'm not even. I honestly, I just want to see how faint the poops are.
Well, who wouldn't want to see that? I mean,
ew.
We'll find out.
See how veiny her boobs are?
Yes, you did. You want to see how veiny her boobs are?
Just pale, like white tubes with a super pink nipple.
No.
Oh, yeah. That was sounded really convincing.
They're
there.
Tan.
They're not. Oh, just the boob?
Yes.
She does what everybody else, she does the opposite of what other people
do. She does reverse tan all over. It's weird.
Her tan lines
it's
are boobs.
It's like she's got
really
shorts on. Tan shorts on.
She doesn't want to get skin cancer, but she knows her boobs look terrible.
No, they're tan. Everyone's tan.
No, right? I know. That's why, because she knows they look terrible.
She's pretty. I really think she is.
Cool.
I dig her.
Good.
I mean, a lot of people do. I'm not the only person who thinks she's pretty.
I'm sure I'm in the minority.
And also tomorrow, and if there's anything else that Skin needs to be asked about, please email, because we don't get Skin on that often. It seems like about once a month, and there's always some kind of nudity news. Not just Christina Hendrickson either. Pippa Middleton.
Where are those? Did you find those ones?
No, I have no idea, but I figured Alrighty. Skin, if anybody knows where they are, Skin does.
Yeah.
There was like a hack into her iCloud.
Oh, boy. Like the Fappening.
Yeah, exactly. But supposedly, you know, what was interesting about it was they were reporting, or someone was reporting, and I'm not sure if these people were terribly official, but they were suggesting that, yes, there is some kind of nudity in these pictures.
Way to go, Pippa. She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Not just her butt, but she's beautiful.
Tubes aren't bad either.
Part of that, too, they said it was her boyfriend, husband, or the possible nudes.
Yeah.
Off the iCloud. So I don't know if they said that there's any of her.
Is? Oh,
that, but they're of him, not her.
Ew. Drew wants to see Pippa Middleton's boyfriend's dong.
No, I do not.
See how veiny that thing is, too? Drew's really into veins lately.
I want to see if he's more than 7 inches.
Drew's new fetish is veins.
I want to see if he keeps his smooth shaved chest.
Are you more
an athletic body?
Wow.
I didn't, you know, I when they said that this iCloud was going on, of course they mentioned there's hundreds of family photos, but they immediately said there were some nude, some semi-nude pictures of Pippa Middleton.
I believe it.
And I thought, yeah, I do believe it, but you would just think in her position that she would not have something like that in her.
Well, you think she wouldn't send it to the cloud?
Yeah.
No. And I'm, you know, I'm not even sure it's her phone, although I think they, did you hear anything about that, Jay?
Not too much, just that her stuff was up in the cloud. They arrested the guy. That's the guy there that got arrested for doing it.
Busted.
How much of a turd does he look like?
A total turd.
And how far does he have to go? Or wait. Is there another one? I guess it was just Christina, Pippa. The only other... Well, it's not nudity news. There's an interesting angle to Playboy.
Oh, yeah.
Is really... I don't know. Things are getting very weird.
Well, who's thought of Playboy since they made the change and
no one.
Got rid of nudity? I guess their magazine sales are up, but online is just plummeted.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there's no nudity. I mean, that's the hook of Playboy. But for the first time ever, they're having a woman wearing a hijab, which, of course, why would you have ever had a woman wearing a hijab when they were nude before? They never had the opportunity to put a woman in a hijab because they were always nude. It makes no sense. So apparently it's a journalist, a 22-year-old journalist, who's wearing the hijab in here. Of course, she's fully clothed. She's a very pretty lady.
Yeah, I agree.
Where do you think she's from, by the way?
Pippa?
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, the hijab,
slow down.
Hijab lady. Sorry. I know what it is. The last half of the part two, I'm turning into the crowd, that crazy part two crowd. I'm falling into it.
They usually get really energized.
Well, I'm just apparently blowing it out too early in the first half of part two, trying to keep up with the crowd.
She is from West Virginia.
Oh, what?
I know. Kind of
no
odd.
No way.
Huh? Yeah. But
get it out of here.
West Virginia native.
Get it out of here.
Says the hijab helps create trust with their interview subjects as a reporter. Which,
what?
Once again, I don't.
What?
I don't know why this is a story because nobody really cares about Playboy anymore. The story should just be woman is beautiful and wears a hijab. Who cares where it's at?
And even less care about trust or her when she's not nude.
Well, I just don't understand. It's just funny because it's Playboy.
What's the point of anyone taking a picture with clothes on in Playboy?
That's my point. Well, they don't have nudes anymore, right?
I know. So what's just go away, Playboy. Get out of here. Get it out of here.
Go get it out of here. So.
And what's the point of this chick to even be in Playboy?
Well,
it's not Playboy anymore.
Playboy's kind of like Maxim now, really.
Oh, they do those kind of pictures.
That's her? Yeah. Just Joe Louis. Oh, she's outside. It's funny. There's a picture of her outside Joe Louis Arena.
What's she doing there?
I think she's a very pretty woman.
She is.
She's got a huge rack, too.
She's not nude?
No, because Playboy doesn't. That's my whole point.
Is there anything even semi-revealing?
On her Instagram, she has, you know, more revealing photos, I suppose.
Can I see that, please?
Yeah, go to Instagram. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this isn't awkward at all. Oh, I don't know. It's not pulling up. I had them up before. I don't have an Instagram page, so. But you're going to hear that story just because, once again, Playboy.
That's the biggest, like, who cares?
I know.
All right. How about Homer with the MC Hammer episode you talked about?
Oh, if it's still queued up. Oh, I had to join because you waited so long to get to and I don't even remember why it came up. Or
Rick Perry? We were talking about properties that lose value because stars do crazy things to them.
It was from the episode kind of behind the music.
Uh-huh.
And is it Roland J? And The Simpsons made a lot of money.
Frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Cowabunga, dude.
And cut.
Dad, I've never said cowabunga in my life. Your script sucks.
Do you remember this episode, Behind the Laughter, I think it's called?
Hey, that's funny.
Good night.
And that horrible act of child abuse became one of our most beloved running gags.
With Simpson merchandise selling like crazy and Simpson gin wetting whistles worldwide, the money was pouring in.
We're literally swimming in cash.
Sweet.
We were using $50 bills as toilet paper and toilet paper as dog toilet paper.
Now they're swimming in caviar.
Convinced that the good times would never stop rolling, the Simpsons moved out of their trademark house and into MC Hammer's.
It says Hammer Time on the gate. Of course he knocks.
We found a secret room that was filled with serum and parachute pants.
Homer time.
I'm wearing some now.
So in the end, Homer ends up living like MC Hammer. And then, of course, they go bankrupt. No pants,
the Simpsons were flying
all right,
high.
Prepare for Rick Perry after I'm serious for 2 seconds.
All right.
Rick Perry, right?
Sure. Well, I can start rolling it. It's really just a highlight. Rick Perry got booted off Dancing with the Stars, apparently. And they put together this whole montage of Rick Perry moments from Dancing with the Stars. And there's something really interesting about hearing Rick Perry. And it might be that, you know, he seemed quite effeminate. I mean, the fact that he's on Dancing with the Stars already makes him seem a little bit effeminate.
I just heard that kind of talk has been around for a while. I wasn't really hip to it, though. I never was
well,
took a lot of interest in him.
You're talking about him being gay.
Plus, he was a big, tough Texas guy.
Yeah.
Big death penalty Texas guy.
Well, listen to how effeminate he is from Dancing with the Stars here.
Not the governor of the great state of Texas. That's not right. I'm the former governor.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm really excited about doing Dancing with the Stars. My daughter's wedding is coming up.
What a dumbass.
A butt roll.
My wife is going to love that move. She's going to be, where has that been?
Yes. Where's that penis been, Rick?
You gotta be me. Holy mackerel! I love you!
The good news is we got saved. And the good news is we got Face Off with Vanilla Ice.
Does that mean the boots are coming off?
Oh, man. Everything's... There'll be a lot
Billy
of
Jack, boots are coming off.
We take
the
down.
Boots are coming off, and he looks Vanilla Ice up and down and says, everything's coming off.
On the ice.
Hot.
Are you okay?
He twists his ankle.
I got a bad ankle. When I think about the men and women who serve us in the military, when they get hurt, they keep pushing on, so it's going to take more than that.
Rick and Emma.
Oh, so yeah, apparently he got booted off.
My daughter's getting married the 15th of October, but I can promise you I will look good on the dance floor for her.
But I was
so he went on the show to get dancing lessons for his daughter's wedding.
Allegedly, but apparently
his daughter's wedding.
He just loves dancing. Because my buddy used to live in Texas and kind of knew people that...
Hey, I love dancing.
...that knew him.
Yeah.
And this person says that apparently Rick Perry had quite the stable of men at University of Texas when he was the president there.
Oh, my.
Allegedly.
Really?
Yes. And it was such an open thing. Everybody knew that he was just getting it on with dudes like crazy, and no one cared. Everyone just turned away.
Really?
Well, like we said,
Houston.
These, huh?
Where was he living?
He was used to be president of the University of Texas.
Oh, Austin. Austin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was governor.
Yeah, Austin, but he was married. I mean, he was essentially a closet deal.
And like we said, those rumors have been in print in books before about him, you know, allegedly being gay. So somebody, you know, we were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and this guy said, a friend said, well, it doesn't surprise me. He's always been kind of light in the loafers.
Oh!
Whenever there was a function at Texas or when he was governor of Texas, he would turn it into a dance competition because he loved to dance so much.
Crazy dancing, making my penis soft.
He went to an ROTC.
I'm not going to that party. Fucking Perry will turn it into a big dance contest at the end.
Well, here's the best antidote regarding that. He went to an ROTC graduation. It was a military formal, obviously. And then afterwards he spoke, Rick Perry spoke and said something to the effect of, after this, we're going to see who's the best dancer is out of all of y'all. And everyone kind of laughed and thought it was a little joke. 30 minutes later, Rick Perry on the dance floor, surrounded by men in uniform, dancing up a storm.
What?
What? Yes.
Wait, is there a girl on the floor?
It said men in uniform. I wasn't there, so. I mean, it's ROTC graduation. I guess there could be women there. But how is that he gives this nice speech and says, we're going to have a competition to see which one of y'all is the best dancer? And everyone's like, yeah. 30 minutes later, they're all on the floor dancing. How weird. But if you Google Rick Perry gay, you'll find all that stuff about him.
Really?
Yeah. I remember talking about it at Riff.
All I heard really were whispers, nothing.
Well, I remember talking about it at Riff because of the one book, maybe 5 years or so ago.
When he
choked at Oakland University about the three departments he was going to close.
That was really one of the funnier debates.
Department of Commerce, Department of Education, and I can't remember the last one. And then he goes, whoops. Remember that? Whoops. Yes.
And half the room trying to come up with the answer for him.
I know.
Oh, boy.
James is a real estate agent that was tracked down to say he had sex with Rick Perry after responding to a Craigslist ad. The posting asked for someone willing to unlock the door, turn off the lights, and lay face down on the bed, legs spread. James replied to the ad and did as instructed. As he lay in the bed in the dark, James heard someone struggling to open the door. Shielding his eyes, he ran out and opened the door. He jerked down his shorts. It lasted about a minute. He had a small penis. It was the worst F of my life, and on top of it, he stunk because he'd been jogging. He then pulled up his shorts and used the condom and put the used condom in his pocket.
What?
As the mysterious man tried to leave his apartment, he struggled with the front door, which has a tendency to jam. The man started yelling for James to help, and as James opened it, his face was illuminated. And seen by James for the first time, oh my God, thought James, I just got fucked by Rick Perry.
Oh!
According to the author, James said he saw a black SUV in the driveway outside his home and a man in jogging clothes with a gun drawn. Allegedly, a member of Perry's security team had become alarmed when he heard Perry yelling for help to open the door. He withdrew when he saw that Perry was okay. There's a bunch of examples from this book from years ago, but nobody cares. Nobody, you know, what is Rick Perry anymore anyway? The name of the book is Head Figure Head, The Search for the Hidden Life of Rick Perry. But it's funny watching him out and Dancing with the Stars going, God, that guy is quite effeminate.
I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars, but is there any contestant on there that you're surprised was on? Like, who are some of the most surprising ones that are there, or somebody that you would like to see on Dancing with the Stars, maybe?
To see in the future?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
George Bush. almost any politician, right? If Trump loses,
there's such tools.
Couldn't you see Trump doing it if he loses?
I don't know. I cannot see him doing that. I think he would find it too embarrassing.
He did SNL.
Kind of beneath him.
Really? But he did
unless he's really confident on his feet.
I think he's pretty confident.
I don't know about on his feet, though. He just doesn't strike me as a dancing guy. He strikes me as a white, non-dancing guy.
Well, remember, he danced on when he did the Drake parody on SNL.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it would be totally unexpected. I mean, it's not a bad idea. Calvin?
What about? Yeah, I haven't been watching.
I heard he got a big score.
Did he?
Yeah. I think he had the high score. And that chick he's dancing with is really good.
Yeah, she's
and
beautiful.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger just got a home run. Somebody just banged one.
Well, Miggy just hit one.
Oh, it's Miggy's?
You're watching the replay, yeah.
Okay, Miggy's blowing up. I've been talking about this on Twitter big time.
Yeah.
That was his last at bat. Was it? Oh, no, he just hit a three-run bomb? Miggers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. The fact that he's really been just a factor, you know, drives in a run with a hit once in a while, little power the last couple weeks, and here you are down to your last 10, 12 games, and that's when...
Five.
Well, now they're down to five, but I mean, when they were down to their last 11 or 12, that's when you need your stars to be your stars, and whoever's stars perform bigger, and, you know, with Toronto, it's been Donaldson... And, you know, when they got Tulowitzki over, remember he homered his first game and he had a pretty good September. I think only a bad playoff. With Baltimore, it's Trumbo and Davis. With Seattle, it's, you know, Cano. And for Detroit, clearly Miguel Cabrera, that's the guy. You know, I don't even think he's their most valuable player. Maybe not even offensively.
For the Mets, it's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, explain what happened with Tim Tebow.
He had a home run on the first pitch he saw. The first pitch, not even the first at-bat. The first pitch he saw, he launched it.
Damn. How far out was it?
How far did the ball travel?
I mean, yeah, how far? I just wondered if it was way out of the stadium.
Field.
Or opposite field? That's a good shot, obviously. Ooh, somebody just banged. Wait, what, did he hit a double?
Yeah.
A little double?
Yeah.
Jerry D.
Should we wrap up so you can watch the game? You seem more invested in the game.
I'm sorry. No, these games are so big. It's just, you know, we have it on.
Yeah.
Didn't mean anything by it. We are coming to the end of our evening. I'm just trying to think if there's anything that was important to get in. I was just, man, this week has just wiped me out. I mean, I got to get more sleep. See the mom's cake for the daughter that she accused her of smoking pot and smoking meth.
Oh, yeah.
And doing
she
coke.
Apologized.
And the test, I guess, revealed that, well, she took a, did she have a blown test or the test was wrong?
I don't know.
Anyway, she was wrongly accused. She came back and proved that she didn't take anything. So the mom bought her this cake. Sorry, we thought you were, we thought you did meth, coke, and pot. That's the frosting in writing.
Mm-hmm.
We thought you did meth.
The best is she can go
coke
do,
and pot.
She can go do meth, coke, and pot now.
Yeah,
for
a while.
They're never going to accuse her again.
Oh, and there's another, it actually goes to the side too. And heroin. Up the side.
Accusatory. Why would they think? Come on. Nobody does meth, coke, pot, and heroin.
Yeah, they do. People do multiple drugs.
All
they,
four
they
of those.
Them up. That's how people die.
The four big ones. The four horsemen of drugs.
Yes. What a defensive line coke, meth, heroin, and pot would make.
Oh, they would never be able to tackle Flocka.
Not Flocka, but I don't know. Could you ever get four guys to do Flocka for one game?
What? Now I'm totally confused on the projected fantasy.
Your defensive line all.
Oh, one's on coke, one's on meth, one's on pot.
Yeah.
One's on heroin. I think it'd be pretty easy to run against them. I'd only be worried about the guy on coke.
Well, versus the offensive line on Flocka, the offensive line would blow him out.
Oh, I told you before, the best kick returner would be somebody on Flocka.
Well, yeah,
so
they're just crazy their way into the
end
zone.
Except they'd stop at the 30-yard line to get nude because they're so hot.
Yeah. You'd have to tackle them in the end zone, too, because they'd come out and they'd want to beat somebody's ass.
And eat a face.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to think if there's something.
I think we should just wrap.
Yeah, we are. Trudy
I'm
tomorrow?
Worried about you.
I told you, man, I'm beat. This week has just wiped me out. That Fox 2 thing was just so intense yesterday. And I couldn't.
Was it really?
I couldn't stop. You know, I stayed up till later than I should, like 1:45. I just kept checking out social media. And it took me forever to get through the Facebook page. I was commenting on stuff. And, you know, ever since I didn't really, we were talking about Facebook and I revealed that I didn't really spend that much time on our Facebook page and I felt bad people ragging me for it. So since then I've been on there more, and then with so much action and so many questions and comments, I went on there and got active.
So it's their fault.
No, I'm not blaming anybody. Just did a...
See this monster you guys have created?
Just not doing a good job of getting my sleep. You get to bed, you know, just got to do it.
Well, grab your banky and go to bed.
It's kind of hard when you got a rat in it.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed. Just cuddle up with that rat.
Ain't going to bed with the tigers on. No, did we skip anything, though? Was there any one thing that we should have done?
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff, but we can do it later.
Okay.
I mean, there's the vibrator that took down the plane. There's the Port-a-John peeper who was taking pictures of people at the apple orchard.
Oh, why don't you wrap with
that? The Les Miles story.
Why don't you wrap with the apple orchard?
Well, at Wired's Orchard, they finally caught this guy who was putting a camera in the Port-a-John. But how did they catch him? Well, they caught him because he took selfies of himself by accident.
Oh, what a dumb.
In other words, he's putting the camera in there and it took pictures of the guy's face with the time stamp and the date stamp. You know, like right as he planned it. So it's going to be the first picture on there is this guy's face. And I got to tell you, I've seen some stupid selfie pictures.
Yeah.
But a selfie of you planting a picture, a camera in a toilet might be the worst selfie ever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because he's got this look on him like, I'm going to see some butt.
Yeah, I'm going to see some people defecating. I mean,
he's like on the verge of being rock.
Defecation.
I mean, look at this dude.
You know, that was so...
You want to see his picture?
Yeah.
It's in the Free Press, Jay, if you want to pull it up over there. I mean, there's three of them, too. That's what a dopey is. He didn't just do it once. He did it three times. Isn't that the worst selfie ever?
While he's applying this disgusting thing. The whole selfie thing is so stupid to me. These people that won this case to take selfies in the voting booth.
Oh, I know.
Did you hear that? What the fuck? Who cares? Why would you want to waste the court's time on something so stupid?
Why does there need to be a law? That's dumb. So what if they take a picture of their ballot? Right? I mean, aren't the ballots public anyway? So you get to,
well,
you're showing a picture of your ballot.
A selfie to me is not a picture of you. It is a picture of you. It's not a picture of your ballot.
Yeah. No, I know, but isn't that why it's illegal? Because you're not supposed to take a picture in the booth? Which, why can't you take a picture in a voting booth?
You're not supposed to, and I don't know why.
In some states, that's my point. I don't understand why that's a law. It's pretty silly.
I don't know. I just don't know. Why are people fucking around with their cameras and voting booths? To prove that they voted for someone?
They're proud, you know?
Oh, God. Really? So it doesn't count until you take a selfie of yourself?
For some people.
Oh, I just think it's so insidious. And, again, a waste of the court's time.
What if you're a new citizen of the country and you're just so proud?
Okay.
We're not going to get it anyway, though, because we don't really take selfies.
No. And these people, well, we've talked about the story about the kids that were making virtually their life was taking selfies, being on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
And the kids trying to get away from the dinner table, and his mom's going, no, you finish your dinner. And the kid's like, but if I don't take a selfie, I wouldn't have taken one in an hour and 45 minutes, and the people following me will be so upset. Well, shut up! Shut up! I'm taking your phone away! You never take another selfie. You're not that hot either. I mean, that kid just thought he was so hot. He was 15, and he had this huge following. And, you know, I'm thinking, wow, this guy writes some brilliant stuff. Does he do some fabulous production? What does this guy do to have this huge following? He takes pictures of himself.
How great is this dude's life?
Oh, I'm sure it's probably pretty good. Especially, maybe, yeah, but he needs like another. I don't know.
So there's nothing great about his life?
No, there isn't. No, there's nothing. He takes selfies.
Is he attractive?
Yeah, he thinks he's really hot, and I guess he's...
Well, other people must think,
for his age group or whatever, but to think that, you know, he can't do anything for more than... I think, didn't he have to take... Didn't he have
I never
take selfies
saw it.
Like once an hour
I never
or something?
Saw it. I don't remember.
Well, he had some prescribed amount that he had to have a selfie on his Instagram page, like every 2 hours. Or, of course, every other person on there will lose it.
Does he make money by doing it?
Yes, he did make some money.
Well, that's why. Yeah, it's his job.
He rents... Well, it wasn't like he was making shitloads.
Mm.
No, to a 15-year-old, it was probably a bunch of money. Yeah, it probably was. But, you know, in the scheme of things, he wasn't paying the mortgage.
Well, he's living at home.
Yeah. But, again, too young, in my opinion, to be hung up on that. It's just, it's unreal. It's not a realistic
life. That's what it's all about now.
Oh, these comments, Jay?
Yeah, there's only one, that one there, that's worthy on the guy in the Portage
Bob, the Apples guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame on him. The police and the freak for posting this shit. Oh,
what?
No, not that one?
Yeah, this one right there.
What's wrong with that one?
Oh. I guess his plan is to go bobbing for apples, or is it Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, my God. I think they're so funny.
I'll read the next one. It does have a bleep. Shame on him, the police and the freak for posting this shit.
Why?
Work harder and do your job capturing these creeps. As for the free publishing this, shaking my head. I'm sure they will delete this post soon. And, of course, they leave it up.
I don't understand. What is this person so mad about?
They're offended that they included that in a family newspaper.
It's a news story.
No, you don't have to sell me on it.
It's a predator. What an idiot. You're the idiot. Reply to that person, Jane. Tell them they're an idiot. It's a news story about a predator. We need to beware of these people.
You're the idiot.
Yeah, there's two people that responded to him saying that. Yeah.
Those guys are...
Shame on them. Why?
Now reply to that person. Tell them how smart they are.
The news media is often used to catch and identify criminals. Must be one of you, one of your close relatives, or maybe you're the perverted creep.
That's great.
Of course, there's other comments that are comparing him. Oh, he must be in the basket of deplorables and comparing him to Trump supporters.
I swear, though, you would, under any story in the paper, one of the comments will always be, why is this a news story?
Oh, I know.
It's up to certain people. There just wouldn't be news stories ever.
Just want to smack those people. I hate that.
Nobody cares about this story. Get it out of this rag.
Yes, fish wrapper. All right. Well, we'll wrap here, except, yes. Yeah, great point, Jay. I hate to even bring it up. It's controversial.
What?
I think it's been obscene in many ways. Just, it's not polite. My house is just kind of vulgar, and I wouldn't even know this, but my house has started a Twitter account.
Oh, wow.
Primarily to defend itself against Charlie LaDuff. It's consistently maligned the house. The house can take no more. It had to strike out and strike back against Charlie.
It's been pushed around too much. It's quite an attitude for a house full of rats.
You want to go down a few tweets? It's Red Shovel Studios, by the way. What's actually, it's at Red Shovel Studio.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
at Red Shovel Studio, sorry.
What
a couple more down. I was going to maybe the introductory.
Nice living in a troll.
Oh, yeah, here it is. What's the voice? What would the voice of the house be? I don't even know.
This is weird. A house having a Twitter account. But asshole Charlie LaDuff has been attacking me, thinking a house can't fight back. It's on, CL! I hate to resort to this, but my owner, Drew, is such a pussy. He lets this bully, Charlie LaDuff, go off half-cocked about my condition.
And see, next one is...
I've been working out for 18 months with Rob Nasser, and I'm in much better shape. Look at some of the piece of shit houses down the block.
Picking on the neighborhood now. I mean, this is going to get me in trouble in the neighborhood because my house is talking shit about the other houses.
A tough neighborhood.
Well, you did have that incident with the tree backyard. Maybe houses keeping notes, keeping records.
I have 22 followers already, and I'm just a house. You fucks better not instigate LaFluff, or I will electrocute my pussy owner. Hashtag not shitting you.
What kind of hashtag is that? Not shitting you.
I'm gonna send Sammy over to this house. Sammy will take this house down. My nickname for Charlie is LaFluff, as in Fluff News. Pulitzer Schmulitzer. I know Fluff News. They're GD papers and clippings all over me. That's funny.
This house has gone mad. It's
I know.
A Twitter account.
I know.
My God. Red Shovel, at Red Shovel Studio. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, if you have children, don't let them near the Twitter if you're looking up at Red Shovel Studio. Because it tends to be vulgar. I don't know. My house is an asshole. It's weird.
And it's full of rats.
Well, the rats are gone.
It threw LaFluff down the stairs, too, already.
Yeah,
man, so.
That's right. That's probably why.
I'm waiting for it to start talking shit about that.
Yeah, there was talk of a PPO for the house taking the PPO against LaFluff. I think I like LaFluff.
I don't know. The city doesn't like this house much. It ties it up in red tape and paperwork.
Well, no wonder this house has got such an attitude. Look at what this house has been through.
What? The government bureaucracy?
Permits and LaFluff.
This house is going to vote for an outsider for president, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Have a good one, everybody. We'll be back with Trudy tomorrow on the very special Thursday program where we have all three of us.
If you make it. If you can make it.
Every week.
I'm worried that you're not going to be able to make it tomorrow.
I'll make it tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have enough energy to get... Maybe it's the two-part business. It's too hard to split it up.
I don't know.
Part
worried.
Two feels so...
Tigers are in a rain
Boston.
Delay again. You're going to be up till 2 a.m.
Oh,
watching
no,
this game.
Oh, no, they're in a rain delay again?
Yeah.
I'll record it.
Well, it's raining tomorrow, too.
Yep.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
Yeah, all weekend.
Yeah.
At least real sports like football just play through it.
Crap. Oh, yeah, because there's no skill involved. You just go,
okay, right.
Well, for like the majority of the people on the field just go,
and they can run in the rain.
Oh, the baseball
little hats don't get wet and soggy.
Got a baseball traveling 95 miles an hour. Could be sinking, could be knuckling, could be rising, could be curving, could
God
be
screwing.
God forbid
some moisture get on it.
Yeah, then it's going to do not the same thing. So I changed the game.
It's a very sensitive sport.
Do they play basketball in the rain?
No, they play indoor.
Would they play in the rain? No.
No, remember they canceled that game Michigan State had on the
yes
on the boat, which what genius idea. Hey, let's play a fucking basketball game on a boat.
I know, it's funny how many people thought it was really cool.
I thought
too.
It was so dumb. I thought the other ideas were pretty cool, like at the Air Force Base in Germany.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But on a boat, people don't play basketball on a boat.
No, they don't play outside either. So
well, they do play outside. They play outside all the time.
Not a lot.
Yeah, they do in the courtyards and you know, New York City?
In the gyms? Well, yeah, there's a few.
Oh my God, do you ever stop talking?
See you tomorrow with Trudy.